Welcome to the Real Estate Marketing Podcast. My name is Jerome Lewis. I'm your host for today. The Real Estate Marketing Podcast is a podcast where we talk real estate, marketing, business, and leadership. We talk these things for real estate agents, real estate investors, and real estate entrepreneurs. The Real Estate Marketing Podcast is a podcast that has two purposes. Purpose number one, to educate and inform our audience and listeners. Purpose number two, Renee, to highlight you, your business, your service, and a product, or your product in a way that provides value to you, including market exposure and content creation. With that, we have a very special guest, Renee Hastings, correct?
That is correct.
Renee Hastings, she is the president and CEO of Executive Help, now a premier virtual assistant agency. With over 15 years of experience, Renee and her team deliver expert administrative support, podcast production, and business consulting services to small business owners, content creators, and busy executives. Starting her entrepreneurial journey in 1996, Renee holds a degree in business management and has been a Dale Carnegie Leadership Training Coach. She appeared on NBC's KCRA News 3 and now serves as an inspirational speaker, podcast host, philanthropist, and small group Bible study coach. Her mission? Freeing up time for life's more important moments. Renee, I'm excited that you're here. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. So one of the things that I like to do on my show is I like to not read the bio until I'm like live on the show, because I learn a little bit more about the speaker, and it's a nice surprise for me. So I did not know you were a podcast host. You didn't even tell me. I don't think that's fair.
Oh yeah, that part.
Okay, right, that part. So here's what I like to do. I would like for you to tell us how you got to where you got to today. Take us on a journey. Tell us your story in your own words.
Okay, well, I love actually sharing my origin story because it just was so symbiotic, I think is the word that I like to use, just because pretty much it started out with me being the granddaughter of a sharecropper who moved his family from the South to the North in an Amish community where we were the only ones who were from miles around. So because of that, it was ingrained in us to have an incredible work ethic, to be people of our word, to be honest, because even where we lived, people still make a deal with a handshake there, and you can trust it because people don't lie. And so that's how I grew up. And that was the work ethic that was instilled in me growing up. And so with that, I was a single mother. And so she put me in summer youth employment programs that were in the city. When we finally left the Amish community, we moved to the city of Madison, Wisconsin. And they had a summer youth employment program there to help get the kids off the street and give them an opportunity to make some money. And I wanted to make some money. So it was during this time where I was given opportunities to explore my gifts and skills and talents and find out what it was I did well just naturally. And what I discovered that I did well naturally was organize things. I loved putting things into categories and subfolders and sub-subfolders and things like that. Long story short, I made a decision at 13 that I was going to one day own a business, because I realized the difference that being a business owner made in the lives of other people and in the lives of the community where the business serves. So I ended up graduating from high school at 16 and went straight into working for corporate America, kind of put my whole entrepreneurial dreams aside for a minute, because I had a family to take care of at that time. But when I did finally start my business in 2014, one of my very first clients was a real estate agent. And so it was through that relationship that I learned everything I knew about the real estate process, the closing process, the actual, you know, on the seller side and on the buyer side, and all of the different things that it took to attract each one and get them through each of the processes that they needed to get to from the home search to the closing, and then, you know, whatever that looked like. And then eventually over time started working even with some real estate investors. So I love this platform and I love what you do. And I'm so grateful for this opportunity to speak to your audience.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you, because we're going to talk about that technical stuff. But one of the things about my brand and my podcast is I like to be very raw and real. And I'm going to try to get you to do the same thing. So when you mentioned that the Amish community, you said we were the only ones around. I want you to be a little more direct in what you meant by that. Can you talk about that, please?
Yes. So there were no other Black people in the area but us. Okay. We were the only one. If you saw a Black person within a 25, 35 mile radius, they were family.
Okay. And how, so I have a colleague, her name is Tiffany, and sometimes she mentions that the Black women, they're not heard. So I just want to hear from you, like, as a Black woman, as a Black person, I'm going to talk about those things because it's important. It's my podcast. I can talk about that, right? So I want to hear from you based on everything that I just said, because I'm here to support you, and I like to be raw and authentic, and I have you here specifically because you are a Black woman, and I want to highlight and support you.
Thank you so much for that. I do appreciate that. And I appreciate the fact that you recognize so well what my mom ingrained in me from just being a child. She said, as a Black woman, you are going to have to work twice as hard to be considered half as good your whole entire life. So what you produce, the work you do, has to be excellent. It has to exceed everyone's expectations all the time, because you are a Black woman and your work will speak for itself louder than you ever could. And I have found in my life that there were no truer words, that we have had to work twice as hard to be considered half as good. But I didn't let that stifle my passion or joy for excellence. And every time I found myself in an audience that didn't look like me, I made sure to ask questions. I made sure to find out who's who in that room so that I could develop these allies that I might need later. I would need them, you know, to maybe speak up for me or to maybe put in a good word for me. But then once they did, then it was on me to actually follow through and not prove them wrong, but actually fulfill all this hype that they presented for me. Now I had to live up to it. I was born for the pressure, not the pressure. I was positioned for it. I'll put it that way.
Well, I appreciate you sharing that. And I'm just going, because I care about this topic and I want to be authentic. Before I make it self-serve, who do you serve on your podcast audience? I have a person I'm thinking about, the woman I just mentioned. It might be a good conversation for you because you both might understand each other a little bit better. Some of those things that you mentioned, you're twice as hard. Nobody was ever, I'm not trying to take away from the women because I absolutely love women. But me as a Black person, right, to take away from women a little bit, I do have to work twice as hard as someone else. And this is why I show up professionally and I try to be as professional. You mentioned the word organized as possible. You'll see me in the street on my podcast, making videos. I'm always dressed up because I have to. I cannot afford the same luxuries that other people do where they take things a little bit lightly. So I know I said a lot, but who do you interview in your podcast? Because I think I want to set something up between you and the person I mentioned.
Oh, I would love that. So our platform was originally created for women entrepreneurs as a platform for them to gain some insights and resources and tools available in the marketplace, hear from subject matter experts that can help them along their entrepreneurial journey so they wouldn't have to make the same mistakes that I made along this way. But I have listeners from that are, you know, male and female who chime in the chats, and it's just so great to have everyone.
Yeah, I would be one of those listeners. I love women and I love this stuff y'all do. I support women, especially Black women. So I'm going to make that connection between you and the woman I'm talking about, Tiffany, because she's a Black woman, and I hear some of the same words, and I just think it's a good connection and a good dynamic for people to listen to. Like, we're supposed to be talking about some of the more technical stuff today, but I wanted to address those things because it's important and it's not discussed enough. Right. You, like, beautiful, lovely woman. I know you're married. I'm not trying to hit on you. You're out here living it, and you got to move, but nobody has those conversations. It's not a public conversation that's happening everywhere. We do have to work twice as hard as people, and I know that you do as a woman. So I wanted to talk about those things.
I'm so grateful to you for that, because there's nothing more important than community and being able and knowing that you're not alone in all of this. So I can definitely understand what you're saying when you say, I've got to show up differently. Because I'm a Black person, I have to show up differently, because there's so many stereotypes out there about what people perceive who Black people are. And it could be because of television, or it could be because of radio, or it could be because of what they've seen in a music video, and they think all Black people are that way. And put us in a box or stereotype or so profile us because of what they've seen, and they lack the knowledge and understanding of who we are to our core, like who we are, where we're from, what makes us tick, what gives us this drive and passion that we have. So when we can surround ourselves with a community of people who can relate and can have that conversation with us, it is just fun.
It is fun, it's supportive, and you feel where you feel belonging, and nobody understands. I hate to belabor this topic, but some of them just don't understand. Like, I've been at this for a while. Like, I go to different rooms and different industries, and I do stuff, and I have to show up like twice as hard. Like, you have to do it. You can't cry about it. You just got to do it. You got to represent it all of the time. You can get a break here and there, but you can't take too much of a break. You got to stay always like ready and like just professional and sharp.
Right. Because if you stay ready, you don't have to get ready.
Exactly. That's why I stay ready. And that's one of the things my mother taught me. She didn't teach me directly. Like, you had parents, like you had your mom, and they told you a very specific thing. Like, you're going to work twice as hard. I had to discover that. I love my mom more than anybody, but she didn't tell me those things, but she showed me. I could see her example. She would always be dressed, ready, prepared, professional. I always tell this story about my mother, where she would only be going to the corner store or maybe a block down. She would take 4 hours just to get dressed, go to the store and buy a Pepsi or a ginger ale, and come right back in the house. She would always look presentable and professional. And that's when, like, I was looking at your, when I was getting ready to interview you, I'm looking at your profile, I'm like, look at her beautiful hair, and I'm looking at how you are. And it's just a beautiful thing to see that you're the same way right now.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Yeah, and I'm saying that, and I just want our audience to know, I want people to know, because it's my podcast, I'm not trying to be arrogant, but I do absolutely support Black women. Absolutely, 100%. And that's something we need support. We need to be honest about it. Other ethnicities, nationalities, races, they're honest about their stuff, so we can be honest about our stuff, too. And I just 100%. I love who you are because of the avatar and the many women like you.
Yes. And the feeling is mutual. That's the thing. The feeling is so mutual that I know as a Black woman that I'd be nothing without my Black man. You know what I mean? It's like, he is my support backbone. He's brilliant and my everything. And so when I see someone who might need something and I have it to give, best believe, say less. I mean, it is what I got, you got. That's just the way it is.
Well, thank you, because that was another thing that was running around in my head. I was like, hope the husband is Black. So I just like the Black.
I shouldn't have laughed loud.
No, you should have, because it's a thing that happens, right? Sometimes you meet like great people, and then he's like, oh man. And I'm like, I'm a pro-Black person. There are some other people that are pro them, pro this. I am pro-Black, and I love that, Black love. I love to see that, so I'm so grateful to you and your husband for being a representation of what we should be and what we should be striving towards. Now, I'm not saying we can't be with love other people, but I like us, our color, our race, our love, Black love. I absolutely love that, And I'm absolutely grateful that you're talking about that here with me today. I know we're blindsiding the audience a little bit. It's a different topic, but I'm grateful that you're having this discussion with me.
You know, 30 years. We have been together 30 years. And I wouldn't change it for a second. I'm still, when I see him, I still get butterflies. It's
awesome. That is beautiful. I'm glad to hear that. Thank you for sharing that. So I'm going to shift gears a little bit, maybe in the future. I want you to come back because we got off topic a little bit. I just think that's such a relevant topic, and I want you to talk to these other women. So I want to talk about the administrative support. I want to talk about, specifically today, I want to kind of talk to real estate agents. Honestly, I'm going to be honest with you. I want to talk to Tiffany. That's what I'm thinking about. Because right now, where she is in her business, she could use a little bit of help or administrative support, right? She's a real estate agent, get a lot of business. Like, what are some things that we can do to get things on track, or maybe hire an assistant, hire a team, hire an admin? I want to start there, and I'm going to talk to that specific person, Tiffany, and the rest of the audience. They can pick up on some of the things that they learned from you talking to Tiffany as well.
Awesome. Well, one of the first things that I would say to Tiffany is, how well is she sleeping? Mm-hmm. Is she feeling so overwhelmed that she's not sleeping at night? Is she missing meetings? Is she missing her children's events? Does she get to have dinner with them at night? Is work getting to the place where she's feeling like she's burning the candle at both ends? Typically, what will happen is that when an executive feels like they are sick and tired of being sick and tired, they start looking at, okay, I need to make a change. Something needs to be different. Not exactly sure what it is or what it looks like, but I just know we cannot go on like this. This is not healthy. So hopefully they won't wait until that time, but a lot of times that's what it takes. And then start thinking about, if I had somebody right by my side to delegate things to, what would it look like? What am I doing right now that is not adding value to my bottom line? What is taking me away from being able to make more money, have more conversations with people who can help me make more money, you know, things like that. Write a list, make a list of what it is, how you're spending your time and what you're doing that somebody else could be doing. Then you call me. And we have a conversation and we talk about what it looks like to delegate those things in a strategic way so that you develop a level of trust and comfort with the person that you're being assigned to, because that's how we work. We take even the interviewing off of the plate of the person that we make a match to, because we've already vetted and screened and trained and qualified these people to be a part of our team. Otherwise, they wouldn't be a part of our team. So when I have this conversation with Tiffany, I would say, what are the skill sets that are needed in order for us to support you? And what does success look like? And so she would tell us all those things that are on her list. I would then make a match to the person on my team. We have right now currently a team of 40 assistants that have vast skills and vast frames of reference and background, pretty much all administrative, with others having specialties like real estate experience or insurance or, you know, other industry specific type of skills. So I take the information from Tiffany. I go through my database of folks to see who would be the best match. I make the match. I schedule a meet and greet. And that's how it all works. And because some companies don't need a full-time person, they might just need somebody for a couple hours a week, like literally a couple hours a week, that would make a big difference in their lives. So our packages start at just 10 hours a month, 10 hours. If that's all you need, that's all we can do that for you. You don't have to hire somebody for 4 hours a day, or part-time, or 8 hours a day. You can get started there. So it's possible to make an investment in yourself, even, you know, at whatever level it is, starting at 10 hours. And we have tiered pricing for, you know, customizing packages, you know, that sort of thing. And then Tiffany and her virtual assistant would be working together to lighten Tiffany's load and make sure that she's getting the support that she needs. And then Tiffany may decide, well, I know we started out, you know, with you doing email management and calendar management, maybe some marketing support for me and, you know, making, you know, some phone calls or whatever that looks like. But do you know how to do this, this, and this? And her assistant will say, either yes or no, or yes or no, but someone else on the team does. Then her person will reach out to the other people on the team to say, hey, I need this done. Can you do this? They do that, give it back to Tiffany's person, and then Tiffany's person delivers it back to her. So Tiffany has one person that she's dealing with, even though she's having all these other things done for her. Does that make sense?
It makes a lot of sense. I'm like, it's sold on the idea, because one of the things that we struggle with as entrepreneurs and professionals is like just that entire process of hiring. It's like, man, I don't know if I have 20 hours a week for an assistant or something like that. So when you said, oh, it could just be 10 hours a week and we have the tier price, I was like, wow, that's amazing. And I can share this with a lot of people. And you already know I support you because of the conversation that we had. So, yeah. So that's just a beautiful thing. I want you to talk about that a little bit, like how you were able to set that up. Like somebody could come in at maybe 10 hours a week and just get their feet wet and start to get stuff together, then hire up as they need it. So I want to hear you talk about that a little bit, please.
Yes. And it's actually 10 hours a month.
A month. Wow.
A month. So 10 hours a month equates to about two and a half hours a week. So it's about 30 minutes a day. And in 30 minutes, you can do a lot. You can do a lot of email management. You can schedule a ton of appointments. You can, you know, draft up several social media, you know, graphics with, you know, hashtags and captions and all the things for and get your post scheduled. There's a lot you can do in that time and get accomplished. And that helps you get familiar with your person, gives your person an opportunity to demonstrate their skills and ability and their reliability and that you can trust them. So that as that trust builds, then you add on a couple more things and a couple more things and a couple more things. Because one of the things I have found with a lot of business owners is that they're so used to doing everything themselves that they have difficulty letting go and allowing someone else to do the work and allowing themselves to be served. So we want to ease you into that so that as time goes on, as your business becomes more and more successful, that you are able to add on more things and maybe even more hours of support that are required because you're continuing to grow and scale your business.
Thank you. I would like to hear from you. I'm going to customize it based on what we talked about today. So I want to hear one of your more recent favorite stories or a case study. I want to hear about a customer, but I want the customer to be a female.
Okay.
All right.
No problem. So we have a customer named Katie. And Katie is in the senior living IT space. And she came to us. I met Katie when I was working in corporate America and our paths crossed and we got to know each other. And so when I started the business, I reached out and I said, hey, I'm starting a virtual assistant service. Let me know if you need anything. So she's like, oh, I actually might need some help. Because she had started her IT company by herself doing everything. She had a team of folks working with her. She was doing all of the payroll, all the project management, all of the meetings, all the scheduling, all of the invoicing of the clients. She was doing everything. I'm sure you can relate. Everything in the business. She was wearing all the hats. And so when she came to me, she said, I just want somebody to help me with getting my payroll processed. Right now, we have these manual timesheets. People send in these Excel spreadsheets with their hours. I got to calculate them. I got to do all the math. I got to put them into the system and then spit them out a paycheck, you know, that gets deposited into their accounts. And half the people don't send the information in correctly. Some people don't send it in on time. Blah, blah, blah. I need somebody to do all that chasing down and getting it all done. So what we did for Katie was to take all of that from her. We automated her timekeeping system for her team and set up a whole new system. So they no longer were using Excel spreadsheets, but they were actually entering their information. The information got entered into an automated timekeeping system that spit out reports that said this particular client used this many hours. And so she knew exactly how much to bill, or we knew exactly how much to bill, because we are the ones who ended up being able to help her process her payroll. And when she was able to process her payroll with the click of a button in like a second, she's like, she and our meeting, we got together and she said, "Renee, I can't believe I've been doing everything by myself for so long." And tears were welling up in her eyes. She was so happy and so relieved, and it just took so much pressure and stress off of her, just that one thing. Since then, she has been, she's on actually on our website, given video testimonial of how working with Executive Help now has impacted her business and allowed her to scale and be more successful.
Thank you for sharing that. Your website, what's the name of your website? How can we go see that story and more stuff?
We're at www.executivehelpnow.org. And we're not a nonprofit.
Okay, great. And I want to, your podcast, can you tell us about your podcast, how we can learn more about that too?
Yeah, so we're on YouTube. The name of our show is called Renee Speaks. And on YouTube, I can actually send you all the links to all the different platforms where we are. But we're on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and our podcast is on YouTube, Spotify, and all the places where audio shows are, as well as videos. And started that a couple years ago and have a whole guest experience program that leads up to the show and then creates an amazing show experience the day of the show. And then we also provide services where we will repurpose that content for you so that you can make the most of the time that you spent together on a show.
That's beautiful. And I'm pretty sure, because this is one of the things I admire women so much. I wouldn't change. I wouldn't become a woman, but I would love and absolutely appreciate women for what they are. And you mentioned like the podcast experience. I'm not thinking about that as a man. I'm just like, come to the show and do an interview. So just hearing from you opens my mind that I should be thinking more in that way to help people have like a better experience, because it's not just come to the show and do an interview. So I'm looking forward to sending some people your way for your podcast as well, and introducing you to some other podcast hosts and guests and all kind of stuff. We have this organization. I'm the vice president for organization here called BRAG, Black Real Estate Alliance Group. And I just want to get you plugged in different rooms and support you and your husband, because I love the husbands. They like behind the scenes. You know, I'm loving on you, but I love your husband as well. Just that dynamic, I absolutely appreciate. Renee, our time is running out, so I want to have you back again. But before, we'll talk about that later. I want to hear from you. How can someone add immediate value to you as a Black woman in your business or you personally? How can someone add value? So a great example for me is like leave a rating on the podcast, go buy a book, something, a quick win that someone can give you to support you as a woman.
Oh, thank you so much for that question. And thank you so much for this opportunity to be on your show. And I just appreciate the love and support so much. If someone wants to go like, share, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, that would be fantastic. If they want to check out our website, there are links to our podcast production services. Doing a podcast is a lot of work, I'm sure you know. And we would love to be able to take that off of your plate for you, so that you can not only continue to add value doing what you do best, but enhancing that with a podcast that you allow us to produce for you. So I would love that.
I have some people for you. After this, I got another interview at 3, but I'm going to remember you for sure, because I'm going to take our episode today, get it loaded up today, and send it out today, because it's that important. That's what I'm going to do. So the next thing that I have for you is, I want to know, how can someone add long-term value to your business? So an example might be subscribe to your services or send you a referral. How can someone add long-term value to you or your business?
Yes, definitely. Referrals are appreciated. The word of mouth, that's how our business grew for the first 8 years. It was word of mouth. It's only been recently that I've been proactively telling people and reaching out to people I didn't know to tell them about our services. And so word of mouth referrals are so appreciated and could definitely add tons of value to us. We are currently taking new clients. So if you know anyone who needs a virtual assistant or just have their load lightened or just be able to leave the office a little earlier, have them call us.
Will do. I'll absolutely do that. Renee, this has been excellent. I know we went back and forth on different topics, but I appreciate you. I would love to have you back. I appreciate you. And I also appreciate your husband. I appreciate you both a lot in the same because of all this stuff that we talked about a little bit earlier. So thank you for being here today. Thank you for doing this interview. Thank you for breaking it open. And we've been direct and raw with each other. I absolutely appreciate that. This has been one of my favorite episodes thus far. Thank you.
Thank you. I am so grateful to you, Jerome. You're the best. And I end my shows with, you were made for something great. So go and be awesome.
Thank you. I appreciate you. I'm going to get us closed down.